Yes, 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 yes. Hey, just a note to the P1s who may have missed George's emotional story that he did at 8:15 today. It was an amazing tale that about the loss of a 13-year-old neighbor that you had and how that inspired you to change your life or get the most out of life that you can and become a better father, become a better dad, better husband, better friend. If someone wants to hear that, I posted that audio on GordonKeith.com.
Can you affect my voice? Can you go back in and fix it?
Well, no, I lowered it a little bit to make it sound a little bit more manly and less gay. No, it was great. And a lot of email, of course, we're getting from this. Here's one from Rick. He says, I was truly inspired by your story about the 13-year-old this morning. It was hard enough to drive in the rain, in traffic, much less fight through watery eyes as I listened to the story. As a father of a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old, I often do come home to shoes left everywhere where they happen to land, doors left open, lights on. My first reaction is almost always to get on to the boys for these things, but after hearing your story, I feel completely inspired to change my ways. I want to be the best dad and husband that I can be because life is short. George, you changed my life this morning, and it was totally unexpected. Much appreciated. I'm not gay, but I love you for this, Rick.
Are we about to have a lot of messy homes around the Metroplex?
Yeah, because, just let it go.
Yeah, kids are going to see this as a free-for-all now. This
right.
is great.
Well, my kids basically do anyway, so
right.
as I talk under my breath and turn every light off in the house, and just like my dad used to do.
And heard from a lot of P1s who have also lost children. Several P1s emailed had lost a spouse unexpectedly recently. I mean, this... That's the thing. We go through life and, I mean, think about how we bitch about how we don't make enough or our car sucks or our neighbor has more or we're overweight or... And there are people out there that deal with real tragedies. And you know what those people were doing before they dealt with that tragic blow of losing a spouse or losing a child unexpectedly? They were bitching about not making enough,
right.
about not having a good enough parking spot, their car sucks, they're
yeah.
overweight.
And, you know, and we talked about putting blinders up. We do put blinders up to death. We don't want to talk about it. You know,
no, and we also have, there's a whole cultural thing about death, how we're such a death denial culture. We're an age denial culture. We try to stay young for forever. And then when someone actually does die, it's tucked away in a hospital somewhere. And then a funeral home comes and takes that body. And then the next time you see them, if you do have an open casket, they're all dolled up. People no longer... In the old days, that dead loved one was laying in your living room yeah. for like a day and a half.
Your parlor room.
Your parlor. That's right. They're laying up in the parlor. You go look at her in the parlor. She was your grandmother. You're going in there.
You take a last look.
You go out. You better say your goodbyes right now. yeah, we just removed it from the home, and we just don't. It's too uncomfortable. It's too uncomfortable. But you got to live like you're going to die, you know?
Yeah.
Which means you got to live a little bit more fully. And hey, you know what this has inspired me to do? I'm going to bitch out Fernando and Jer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finally have the courage to go in there and tell them what I really think.
Nice.
Yeah, Jer will finally have the guts to pull the trigger on me. So, yes, a lot of very good and very touching response to this. And, you know, Giorgio, I know that you were scared, as we all are. Somehow the three of us, how did this happen? You would think that people that get in radio would have just the thickest skin in the world and they don't care what people say. But how did it happen over the years that we got beat into submission by the little 3% of P1s who are jerks, who like to email and make fun of you and touch you where you're most sensitive? Not a Sandusky reference. You know what I'm saying there. Emotionally sensitive. How do we do that to where we can't even tell real life stories without just bracing for the bullies in our life?
And we can't, even though we all know math fairly well, we can't make it work in our mind that the 97% like the story, but the 3% that might not. How does that 3% even matter?
I don't know. I remember being so shocked and mortified and disgusted when George told that story of his middle child almost getting run over by a boat. And you could hear the anguish in Giorgio's voice of a father who almost lost a kid. And somehow, two or three P1s turned it around into, oh, look at George. Oh, you just think the whole world's about you, and you can just tell your stories about, oh, this is what happened to my family. I just
it was a very small percentage, but those did stay with me for a while.
Yeah, okay,
you know
yeah.
Yes.
But see, that has scarred you, and that made you iffy about this story today.
I almost didn't do it today. And I promoted yesterday, and I almost backed out yesterday. And part of the fear was, I'm the last one that needs to be preaching about anything.
Right.
You know, and there was a fear of that, too. Not just the criticism that I'm going to take is just, you know, I don't necessarily feel worthy to be up on, and I wasn't, I hope it didn't come off as preachy, but it was just a story. Then I thought, oh, wait, I'm going to sound preachy, and I want to be a religious nut, and then, man, who cares? You know what? And I don't care anymore.
Right. This is the year, 2012 is the year that we say, screw the haters. Trollers are going to troll, haters are going to hate, and screw them.
Yeah.
Screw them dictating our lives and dictating our jobs to us. That's what they want. They want to bully you into them. That's their impact on the world, is by trying to impact someone who can impact something in the world, which is you, Giorgio. You can say something that's going to be meaningful, and you hear 3,000 responses and emails from people that say it was very meaningful, and the response has been overwhelming.
That's the most incredible email response I've ever had.
So why would you let a bully take that away from you and take that away from every person who was touched and could make a positive difference in the world?
Well, that's why I went through with it.
Good.
So
glad you did. Then we also got some other people that I think that Craig and I didn't exactly know how to take your inspiration. Now, upon reflection at 8:40, when Craig and I shared our things that were changing our lives, I think that they're not important enough.
You think y'all missed the mark? Maybe.
Yeah,
a little bit?
You know, like I told you, I was thinking about taking my aging father out to lunch and really sit him down and tell him how many Emmys I've won. And now I'm thinking that I need to bring my mom along too. I think I can do more. Okay, hold on a second. I wanted to get to one of these. Here's one from Bob. He said, you know, I think I'm going to make a pledge. You guys have inspired me. Instead of leaving the coffee pot empty at work, I pledge to start a new pot at least 2 or 3 times a year.
A year.
Sorry, SRB.
That's progress.
That's progress. It's about progress, not perfection, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard the name Yuri Wright?
No.
Yuri Wright is a cornerback from New Jersey. That's very generic, isn't
Yuri
it?
Yuri Wright.
A cornerback from New Jersey. They couldn't narrow it down more than that. Anyway, he was supposed to be heading to Michigan. But they don't think that he's going to go there now because they are citing that his tweets are both racially and sexually unacceptable.
Oh!
Okay.
Which I think Junior Miller's broadcasts are. Racially and sexually unacceptable. So I'm going to read some of these. Okay, now do not mark these as drops.
Yuri? Is Yuri black? Is Yuri white? Is Yuri Eskimo? What is he?
Why does that matter?
Well, I think it matters.
Why?
Well, like they say, a black guy can say...
Whoa.
What? Like you've never heard the term black guy?
It's not nice to acknowledge someone's blackness.
A white guy cannot
You should never mention it's someone's blackness in front of them.
A white guy cannot drop the N-bomb.
I believe Norm does every day when show prepping.
But a black guy can, and it's not nearly as bad.
When a team that Norm double played on loses,
Norm will drop
that word.
We heard it at the NBA Finals in 2006.
Gosh.
He's black.
Oh.
So I think we need to know.
Well, I refuse to tell you the race of this young gentleman because it doesn't matter. All right, here are a few tweets that he was full bore on Twitter. He was unfiltered. Yeah, last night was the worst night, man. Ends ain't due S, and that was my last night here. Yo, my pops just drove by and splashed some Jewish lady with mad water. I don't even know what this means.
What is he talking about?
No, I don't know.
Mad water? Like a puddle splash?
Yo, Ends, I need some pee tonight, man.
These are meaningful, impactful tweets.
Yes.
By the way, he is black.
How do you know?
I just looked him up. I'm looking at a picture of Mr. Yuri Wright.
It doesn't matter what race he is, okay? Here's another tweet on December 15th. You could she want you when she tell you she's single and in her pics she sucking face with another N.
Mm. Oh, God.
Man.
Now, is he just putting the letter N or is he using the entire...
He's not using the entire word. Because usually, you know how some words have ERS on the end and some people just make that an AS?
Mm-hmm.
He's abbreviating the word a little bit.
Okay.
Here's another one. December 9th. Yuri Wright tweets, I'ma marry a badass white woman someday.
Man.
Okay. Now, you all right, George?
I'm fine.
I'm going to treat that expulsion from your bottom as my shooting star. That inspired me just
It was not me. That was Jer on whatever the system is we call it.
Now, this one, I don't even know how to clean this one up. Oh. I'm going to say the word cat, okay?
All right.
You're going to have to substitute.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to say... I'm going to say the term jet stream for... You know when a player, okay, the word is S-Q-U-I-R-T-S. What does that spell?
Squirts.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with that word.
Well, in context, it might be. So I'm just going to say jet stream instead of that word, okay?
Okay.
Yuri Wright tweets on December 5th. So, we learning about the cat. And the teacher tells me that when a girl jet streams, that's not an organism.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
So is this guy now off the board?
What do you mean?
No, hey, George.
I have
Yuri Wright news.
Oh, yeah?
He is going to the University of Colorado.
Hmm.
Michigan said no to him. His high school kicked him out.
Oh, my.
After these tweets came to light, but Colorado says, bring it on.
We need DBs. We need help.
By the way, I want to point out, you heard me use the term organism.
Mm-hmm.
I was not substituting there.
Oh, really?
He misspelled that word and put organism. Here's another one. Yuri Wright, on November 18th, tweeted, it's like I need cat every day to be satisfied going to school with a whole bunch of guys. It sucks.
Oh, does he go to an all-boys school or did?
Yeah, he goes to an all-boys school, but he needs some of that every day to be satisfied. Don't you shake your head, George.
You've
said that to me almost every time we've worked together.
Okay, what? That was pretty specific.
All right, how about this one? Yuri Wright, on November 11th, tweeted, I'm starving, and I want some cat right now. So he's got two needs that he was working on there. I don't know. Gosh. He gave a shout-out to JRamsey23. I don't know who that is on Twitter. But this was his shout-out. If you're going to shout-out to a friend, Craig, like you're going to give me a shout-out on Twitter, how would you word that?
Probably like Yuri's.
I would say, hey, Gordo, know you need some cat. Was up my whatever.
No, come on. How would you really say it?
I would say, hello, Mr. Gordon Keith. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Gordon Keith. How are you? Exactly. That's how all white people give each other shouts out. Well, not Yuri Wright. He says, shout out to this D-riding ass in right here. And then list the guy's name.
All right, Fernando, book Yuri Wright for the show.
Yeah, we need him on the show. By the way, I noticed that Pete Delkus shouted out to Dale in the same way last night. I mean, almost word for word.
I don't doubt that.
Called him a D-riding A-N.
Wow.
All right, Gordo, thank you.